Okay, today we want to discuss Avinu Malkeinu. Okay, Avinu Malkeinu. How many Avinu Malkeinus are there?
One.
How many Avinu Malkeinus are there?
One.
There's only one. Okay. Avinu Malkeinu. So Avinu Malkeinu really is more of a theme for Yom Kippur. But on Rosh Hashanah, we don't say Avinu Malkeinu during Slichos, but we do say Avinu Malkeinu on Rosh Hashanah. So being that we say on Rosh Hashanah, this year Rosh Hashanah is not Shabbos, so we have a right to darshan a little bit about...
We say Aseret Yemei Tshuva also, right?
Yes, Aseret Yemei Tshuva and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, as long as it's not Shabbos. Okay, so let's discuss a couple of things. First of all, who is the author? Who was the one that composed the expression Avinu Malkeinu? The answer is Rebbe Akiva. None other than Rabbi Akiva himself is the first one we have on record using this expression. The Gemara tells a story in Masechta Tainis. There was a mice with Rabbi Eliezer. Sheyarad lifnei hateva. He was selected. It's not working the machine. He was selected to be the Baal Tefillah. The Yomarani said, Eshim. Oh, you told me to turn it off. Remember? You told me. Should I tell them what you told me when you told me to turn it off? But I didn't turn off the micro. The tape recorder. No, I turned it off.
Oh boy!
So we're gonna listen to it.
Okay.
Okay. Now you have guaranteed everyone's gonna listen to it.
I'm afraid to tell you, even that's not going to work.
Okay. In Spanish, that the goodness holds.
Okay. Who is the one who composed the Avinu Malkeinu? It is Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara, let's read the Gemara. The Gemara Masechta Tainis. Maisa be Rabbi Eliezer Shayar lefnei Ateva. There was a situation. There was a tzara. Perhaps there was no rain. And Rabbi Eliezer was selected to serve as the Shliach Tzibur. He went in front of the Teva. V'amar, and he said, Eshim v'arba brachas. He said 24 blessings. V'loy nene. He was not answered. He was not answered. Then they said, listen, Rabbi Eliezer,
it's not working.
Let someone else try. It's like they blow shofar, you know, they pass around the shofar until someone can get a call out. Yorad Rabbi Akiva. So here is the makar, here is the source. Rabbi Akiva, he descended lifnei Ateva and he said, Avinu Malkeinu Chatanu Lifanecha. Avinu Malkeinu Ein Lanu Melech Elot. Only two. Okay, he had two Avinu Malkeinus. We have, I think it's 44. 44 Avinu Malkeinus. Is it 44, 43, I don't remember. Umiyad Nene, and immediately Rabbi Akiva was answered. So people began to murmur. They began to whisper among themselves, that Rabbi Akiva is greater than Rabbi Eliezer. Until this point in time, it was assumed that Rabbi Eliezer, who was older and was from a previous generation, was greater. Yotzisa Baskol V'omra, a Baskol descended from heaven and said, Loi mipnei shezeh godol mizeh, el shezeh ma'avir al midoisav. Rabbi Akiva is a good person. He's Mavri al Midoisav. What's a good translation for Mavri al Midoisav? And Michal, he's always our translator.
It's a hard
one to translate. Ma'avi.
It means, usually it means that someone who doesn't retaliate when...
Don't retaliate.
Yeah, right.
You don't. You Mavri al Midoisav, even though you're angry, you're upset, you overlook, you're kind, you're generous. The Ze Einoi Mavri al Midoisav. Now, from this, we learn a number of very important yisoidos. Number one, it's just kedai to know that Rabbi Akiva, when we say the Avinu Malkeinu, who are we thinking about? We're thinking about Avinu Malkeinu. What's very interesting, that what makes that fascinating is Yom Kippur begins with Rabbi Akiva, and Yom Kippur ends with Rabbi Akiva. What do I mean? Avinu Malkeinu is not said on Shabbos. But even if Yom Kippur is Shabbos, you don't say Avinu Malkeinu the entire Yom Kippurim. But Ni'ila, you say Avinu Malkeinu. What's the last thing you say? What's the last thing you say on Yom Kippur? Where you say Ashma Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad, Baruch Shem Hashem Elokim. But right before that, the very end leading is Avinu Malkeinu. That's the very end. Who's the one who composed? Who's the one that invented the Avinu Malkeinu? The nusach, the essence, Rabbi Akiva. How does Yom Kippur begin? Or Zorua La, before you begin Kol Nidre, what's the first thing we say? Or Zulat Sadik Ulishulev Simcha, which are Rashi Tevos, Akiva. Why do we say that possibly? Because Rabbi Akiva was killed. He was one of the Asar Harugi Malchus. He was killed Erev Yom Kippur. He was killed at that point in time, in Shkia. Shkia, Erev Yom Kippur, going into Yom Kippur. So therefore we remind ourselves that the Zuchus of the Kiddush Shem Shemaim of Rabbi Akiva, who died at this moment in time.
Soif Tev, sorry.
Or is Reish. Or the Soif Tev. Reish is Rebbe, stands for Rebbe. Zorua is Ayin, and so on. And it's spelled with a hey. Literally Simcha with a hey. And that's the controversial, that's the dilemma. Do you spell Akiva with an Aleph, or do you spell it with a hey? So the Rashi Tev says Reish, the Soif Tev is Rebbe Akiva, or is Rula Tzadik. Who is the Tzadik? Rebbe Akiva is the Tzadik. He was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. He died Al Kiddush Hashem. He represents Torah Shebal Peh. Remember, Yom Kippur, what happened on Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is the day that we received the Lucho Shniyos. Vayomer Hashem Solachti Chidvarecha. Yom Kippur is the day we received the Lucho Shniyos. Lucho Shniyos represents Torah Shebal Peh. Who is the father of Torah Shebal Peh in human terms? Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is Torah Shebal Peh. So all of us tell me. So therefore, that's why Rabbi Akiva is pivotal. He is essential for the essence of Yom Kippurim. So it's really fascinating to take note of that on Yom Kippur we begin with Rabbi Akiva and we end with Rabbi Akiva, his Nusach Avinu Malkeinu. Okay, another very important yisod that is brought out from this Chazal is the Iker for Avinu Malkeinu is not the recital of the Avinu Malkeinu, but rather is to be a person who is Maver Al Midosav. Just like the Gemara goes to the point of showing that Rabbi Eliezer was unsuccessful, and only Rabbi Akiva was successful because he was an example, a living example of Maver Al Midosav. Now, what are the Midosav? Now, this is very interesting. What are the Midosav? The Midosav of the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. One of the essential components of Yom Kippur and the Aseret Yom Teshuvah and Rosh Hashanah is the Yod Gimel Midos Sarachamim. Now the Yod Gimel Sarachamim. Now this goes back. This Avinu Malkeinu ties in very nice into the Yod Gimel Sarachamim, because when the Gemara quotes the original source for the Yod Gimel Midos Sarachamim, it says, also, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, anytime Klal Yisrael finds himself in a tzara, they shall asu lefonai kaseder hazeh. You shall do before me like this seder, and I will forgive them. The commentators take note of the unusual language of the Medrash. It does not say imru lefonai kaseder hazeh. It doesn't say imru say. It says asu lefonai. The ikar is to emulate Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Mahu rachum afato tehei rachum. Mahu chanan afato. The goal is to emulate Hakadosh Baruch Hu and to do the yud gimel midos harachamim bein odom lachaveroi. Not just to scream and say Hashem Hashem kol rachum lechanan. That's not what's going to get you a ticket into Gan Eden. What's going to get you the ticket is to do asu. So it comes out that the Avinu Malkeinu, when we have Rabbi Akiva, when the Gemara praises the success of Rabbi Akiva in his koyach hatzfila of reciting the Avinu Malkeinu, the Gemara says it's because Rabbi Akiva is mavir al midosav. It's his behavior, the midosav. And what are the primary midosav that we are required to emulate? The yud gimel midos harachamim. So it comes out a very powerful yisoid. The Avinu Malkeinu very much relates to the yud gimel midos harachamim. It's a very powerful yisoid. There are two parts. There are two parts of one whole. When we're saying the Avinu Malkeinu, we're basically saying we have now learned the mussar of the yud gimel midos harachamim. We are behaving in this fashion, and now in that merit of actually behaving with the yud gimel midos harachamim, we can beseech you, Avinu Malkeinu, that you shall fulfill our requests. It's very nice, especially in the Ilah, because in the Ilah, right, the last of the slichas, the nusach of the Ilah, the slichas. What are we doing during the Ilah? The very end of the Ilah, the chazaras hashatz, we say slichas. we say slichas, and the most important component of slichas is to say the yud gimel midos harachamim, and then we finish the shemona esrei, and then what do? Avinu malkeinu. We do the Avinu Malkeinu. All of the Musafim, all of the Tfilos of Yom Kippur are like that. The Chazaras Hashatz, we say Slichos, which is the Avinu Malkeinu, and then we finish the Davin, we finish Mincha. Well, Mincha, we don't really say too many Slichos Mincha. Really, it's Neil and Ma'ariv and Shachris. We say Mincha also, we say Slichos Mincha on Yom Kippur, I don't remember.
Yes.
We say Slichos?
Yeah, but not the
Slichos. Mincha, of course you say Avinu Malkeinu.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you say Slichos. So it's the goal is, don't just look at the Avinu Malkeinu as something isolated. Look at the Avinu Malkeinu as something going back on the Yod Gimel Midos Harachamim. This is a very beautiful Yisrael. Okay, let's go to another idea. What does the mean of Avinu Malkeinu? So, Moshe, I saw here, I'm telling you, a lot of things I'm telling you here is coming from the Sefer called Kol Yaakov by Harav Spiegel. This is a relatively new Sefer. It's on Tefillah. On Tefillah from Lakewood, New Jersey. His name is Ari Spiegel. Ari Spiegel from Lakewood, New Jersey. From Lakewood, New Jersey. He put out two Sfarim. One Sefer on Chumash Megillos and one Sefer on the Nusach HaTefillah. I have them both, but I cannot find for the life of me the one on the Chumash Megillos. Yeah, it disappeared. It's missing in action.
Do you have your name?
What? My name is in it.
Cell phones, or is it?
My name, it's disappeared. I looked all over for it.
You have to try that technique.
Go, yeah, yeah, I have to go to the Mechaber. I got to go to the Mechaber. Okay, but this one I still have, Baruch Hashem. So here it's, what does it mean, Avinu Malkeinu? First of all, why do we say both Avinu and Malkeinu? Why isn't one good enough? Why do we need to refer to Hashem as both Avinu and Malkeinu? So the answer is, a father has more rachamim upon a person than a king. A father is moli rachamim, a melech is tough. But unfortunately, a father doesn't always have the power to give you what you want. A father may love a child, but the father doesn't have anything to. I can't help you. What could I possibly do for you? A melech has the power. So we combine the best of both worlds. We combine the power, the yecholas of the Malkeinu, with the rachamim of the Av. Okay, that's Pashup Shah, why we have Avinu Malkeinu. Now, but what's the significance of the connection? So he presents here a mashal. Mashal Lamad Vadaimer. A child is fortunate that his father is his Rebbe. When he goes to Cheder, he's in first grade, and who's the Rebbe? Well, someone's got to be the Rebbe, and it turns out that in a class of 30 boys, this boy, his father, is his Rebbe. So today, you know, today a lot of yeshivas, they don't let that. Today, they don't if you have more than one class. When I was in yeshiva, they never let the children of the Rebbe be in their own class. The children of the Rebbe were always in the other class. And they took him out and switched the class. But if you only have one class...
Companies do that too.
What?
A lot of companies do that too.
Companies? What do you mean companies?
You know, the boss can't be related to the worker.
To the worker. Different bosses.
Right.
So they have, but let's say you have a situation where the Rebbe indeed is the father indeed is the Rebbe of the Talmud. So what happens in class when the Talmud, the son, misbehaves? The father does not have rachmanis. The father says, "I'm your Rebbe," and the Rebbe has to give you a frask. That's what you're going to get. You're going to get a frask. You deserve it. I'm going to punish you. And the father is very tough. Because the father is not...
It's good to have the kid. The only kid who can get a punch is the one from his father.
Because the father can do it.
And the other kids will be scared.
Scared. Interesting idea. Okay, but the father is going to be very tough with his own child. Why? Because that's what a Rebbe does. The Rebbe is very tough. There is no Rachmanis in the classroom. When the child comes home, the son misbehaves at home, and the father goes easy. "Oh, my boy, you misbehaved today. I'm not going to hit you. You're my child. Kirachim oval bonim kein tirachim Hashem Elokeinu." The child misbehaved at home. So this child sees that when he's home and he misbehaves,
gets away with it.
But when he's in the classroom and he misbehaves, his father's very tough. So the son says, as a clever little child, the child says, and when the child goes home, and the child says to his father, "Father, do me a favor, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, can you talk to my Rebbe and tell my Rebbe
to go easy on me?
To go easy on me. Mm. That's what the child says. It's a very beautiful mashal. Tell the Rebbe to go easy on me. I know you can. You go easy, and you have connections. You have good connections, the best possible connections. So that's the pshat.
You really know my Rebbe.
That's the pshat. Avinu Malkeinu. The Ribbono Shel Olam is one and the same. The Ribbono Shel Olam is our father at home, but he's also with us in the classroom. He's also Malkeinu. He's the Melech. When you put the two together, we're saying, Avinu, the Avinu should be Mashpia, the Malkeinu. We say, Ribbono Shel Olam, you're Avinu, you have Rachmanis upon us, but you don't have all that power. But Malkeinu, speak to the Malkeinu. Tell the Malkeinu that he should treat us with Rachmanis the way you treat us with Rachmanis. The Avinu should be Mashbia on the Malkeinu. Okay, let's go to another idea. Avinu Malkeinu Chatanu Lefonecha. How are we allowed to say Chatanu Lefonecha on Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Tov. We don't say Slichos.
We don't say
clap.
It.
We don't clap. Al Chait.
We don't say it.
You don't clap.
Oh, you don't say it.
You
don't clap.
You don't clap. You don't clap on Rosh Hashanah.
So you are Mekubal. You're from the Das Harizal. The Das Harizal. You don't say Avinu Malkeinu Chatanu Lefonecha. You delete it from the text. However, most Sidurim, most Nuschos do say it. How are you allowed to say it? So there are a few answers. One answer is, this is a very shocking answer. You're not even going to believe me. So the answer given here, the Mogen Avram says, you're not going to believe this. The Mogen, if I would say this, you would laugh me out. But the Mogen Avram says this. You know what it means? You're not confessing your sins. It's like you say, you're confessing for the sins of your forefathers. So you're saying chatanu. Chatanu is just really a short form of saying kolemer avoseinu chatu sheovdu avoydezara, and we've onu ein lanu melech elata, and we're confessing chatanu. Our forefathers have chatanu lefonech, but v'onu, it leads into the second one. Avinu malkeinu chatanu lefonecha. Avinu malkeinu ein lanu melech elata. So the first avinu malkeinu, our forefathers have sinned, but us v'onu ein lanu melech elata. That type of confession is permitted on Yom Tov. Your personal sins you cannot do, but you can confess to the sins of your forefathers. Okay, second. Answer, this is a very nice answer, is there are two different types of confession. This week's part, we have the Vidui Maestres. What's the Vidui Maestres? When a person brings a Maestres, you say Vidui. What's the Vidui? What confession? There are two different types of confessions. There's a confession for sins, and then there are confessions that you could have done more. I have done mitzvahs, but I could have done more mitzvahs, or I could have done the mitzvahs better. I could have davened every Shemoneh Esrei. I didn't miss the mincha the whole year. I didn't miss one mincha, but I could have davened the mincha with more kavana. I could have done it better. That type of confession is permitted on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to confess outright sins, but you are allowed to confess mitzvahs,
shortcomings
in the mitzvahs. Okay, another David Makainu Khadesh Alainu Shana Taiva. Why do we say Khadesh? Why don't we say Tnu Lanu? Give us a good year. Tnu Lanu. What's the word Khadesh? It's not such a kasha. We say that Hashem is Mechadesh Betuva B'chol Yom Tamid, but there's a better answer. The better answer is that many times in the world of business, and this is a mitzias, those who know economics, I know nothing about economics, but those who know economics will tell you that Kishazeh Kong. Sometimes there's make-believe money. We live in a world where there's a lot of make-believe money, right? The stocks and bonds and all of these things are based on trust, so the money is not even real. It's all imaginary wealth. We invent wealth, right? Isn't that a mitzvah in how the world works in the economy? But sometimes there are certain economies that are built on real commodities.
That's Yaakov
Esav. What? Okay, but let's talk about it in the economy. There are aspects of the economy where there's a limited supply, and if one person becomes rich, it automatically means someone else has to become poor. Such a principle like that in certain aspects of not necessarily in the modern economy. That's part of the stocks.
Supply and demand.
But the stock market and the big picture of things is all imaginary. It's some gold can go down. Okay. There's the principle of kishazeh comes then life. There's a limited supply, and therefore, if one person is going to be wealthy, it's going to mean that someone else is going to suffer. So, if you mispalel shana toiva, I want to be a multimillionaire, there's a possibility you by Hashem making you a multimillionaire, it's going to cause someone to become a pauper, or going to cause many people to lose their wealth. We don't want that kind of success. We don't want it to be a tenu lanu shana toiva. Tenu lanu shana. We want it to be chadesh. All of the bracha that you give us should be new. It should not come at the expense of someone else's account. That's chadesh. Chadesh means bracha should be zero sum game. Okay. So let's go to another idea. Okay. Okay, Avinu Malkeinu mechay v'haver pishoeinu v'chatoseinu minegedinecha. And then we say, Avinu Malkeinu mechayk barachamecha ra'am kol shirichay v'seinu. Why do we have to say both? Because seemingly it's redundant. Two things are saying the same thing. Mechay is erase, v'haver, and remove, pishoeinu, our sins, v'chatoseinu minegedinecha. And the very next Avinu Malkeinu is, mechayk, erase. What is the repetition? So here in this sefer, he explains from Rav Hagoin Velvul Margolios Zatzal in the Torah Skavriel. Rav Meir, you know who he is? Okay. So he says as follows. He says there are two different types. This is very important. He said there are two different types of sins a person comes with in the Yimei Hadin. This year's account and all of the leftovers from your whole life. In other words, a person, when the year is over, there are certain things that are forgiven. There are certain merits and credits, whatever. But there's an old cheshbon from what's been going on, what you have accumulated over the last your lifetime. There are two dinim every year in Rosh Hashanah. There's the din this year. What have you accomplished this year? But you know, you have a balance. 5 years ago, you did a terrible avera. And you've only done 30% tshuva on that avera. So that was put in the bank. We put that on the ledger. Hashem said, let's leave it for now. We'll get back to it another time. We'll come back to it later time. The main focus of the Yimei HaDin is this year. Let's focus right now on current. What's current? Current events. And of course, we'll also, you know, we'll tie up some loose ends. We'll open up the ledger and see what's going on in the back years. That's what you're saying with these two expressions. First, you say, "Nichei v'haver pishoim v'chatasein mineged einecha." This year, Hashem, let's clean the slate from this year's account. All of the sins that I've done this year that is in front of you, let's clean. And then, after we succeed in clearing the account this year, let's go back to the old stuff from the Shidrei Chai Vaseinu, the documents south from the previous. A very nice explanation of what this means. Okay. Avinu Malkeinu Hachazireinu B'Shuva Shleima Lefanecha. Why does it need to be Shleima? What's Ben Adam LaChaveroi and Ben Adam LaMokraim? We ask Hashem to help us both in both different elements. Okay, the same thing is refuah shleima. There's refuah hanefesh and refuah haguf. Avinu Malkeinu kaseinu b'sefer kaseinu because all the kaseinus. Now I saw a varden. I think in the other sefer he says there was a ma'aseh with a very big reshiva. Who was this from? I think maybe Rav Moshe Feinstein. I think it was Rav Moshe Feinstein. He went to a chasna, and they were ready to sign the tenayim. Even though we don't do tenayim, so one of the mechutanim said, I don't want to sign the Tanayim. I don't want to sign the Tanayim. Trust me. You don't trust. What is it saying? Maybe it was an engagement party. Okay, in the olden days, when by the engagement parties, they would write Tanayim. And in the Tanayim, each one of the sides promises what they're going to give the Chasen Kala to prepare for the wedding. The parent of the Chasen is going to give a certain amount of money. So let's talk about like the ancient. That's how it was done today. Today we do by the wedding, or they don't do it. But in ancient times, so it seems there was a Maaser Rav Moshe went to. I think it was Rav Moshe. Could be I'm mistaken. It was someone else. They went to a Tanayim, and they went to a Tanayim, and each of the two sides was being mechayev themselves to give for the wedding, to prepare for the wedding, a certain amount of money. And one of the two sides says, I don't want to sign. Trust me. Don't you trust me? Don't you trust me? I'm the mechudin here. So Rav Moshe said to him, "You see from the Vinu Malkeinus, ain't it doyne your word to your signature? There's no one more trustworthy than the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's no one more trustworthy." And if Hashem says, you'll have a good year, you'll have a good year. But we don't ask in the Avinu Malkeinus, and for that matter, we say the Chasveinu in the Nusach HaTfilah, we don't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should grant us. We want it in writing. Even the Ribbono Shel Olam, we want it in writing. Okay, al achas kama v'kama ben adam l'chaveiro. There's no such thing as a good word. You put your pen where your mouth is. Okay, you want to v'chaveiro yourself. You have to write it. Okay, avinu malkeinu. Okay, hatzmach lanu Yeshua. Hatzmach lanu Yeshua. Out of time, I wanted to do a lot more than one. I'll just jump to a few more short things. We'll maybe come back another time. Hatzmach lanu Yeshua bekoroiv. What does it mean bekoroiv? Hatzmach lanu Yeshua bekoriv. Now we say in the Nusach HaTfilah ba'agola uvizman koriv. Isn't that repetitious? What does it mean ba'agola? Ba'agola means zman koriv. Why do we have to repeat the expression twice? Ba'agola uvizman koriv. What is this all about? So the answer is that there are two parts to geula. There's a very deep idea. There is Yimos HaMashiach. All of a sudden, we're going to hear one day, the Korah of Mamash, Mashiach is here. Wow. We'll probably get so scared. We'll be petrified. Mashiach is here, now what? We're in trouble. Right? That's how I would feel. If Mashiach is here today, I'm in a lot of trouble. Because we're not prepared. We're just not prepared for Mashiach. What does that mean? Does that mean that the din of the cheshbon? I mean, we're dead in the water. What's going to be when Mashiach comes? We look forward to it. And yet it's probably more frightening than death. Than 1,000 deaths for Mashiach to come. It's Mamish a very tough balance. A tough balance of how do we deal with the unknown. But when Mashiach comes, Chazal say it's a very long process. And I think we all appreciate that. Some tell you Mashiach already did come, and it's all part of the process. What's the process? The process is kibbutz golius. There's a process of building the Beis HaMikdash. There's a process of Tchias HaMeisim. There are many different aspects that are going to happen. Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David, kibbutz golius. There are many different perotim that have to happen in the tkufa of Yimos HaMashiach. The Gula has to come, there has to be a definitive starting point. And after there's a definitive starting point, there are many steps that have to play out. The Chazal tell us it can happen that Mashiach will come, and there can be a very prolonged process of all of the steps coming out. Melchemes Goig u'Mogoig, Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. This will happen, that's happened. This one Tchias HaMeisim. It can be torture. The drawn out process of Yeshua can be very painful. And that is why we always mispalel for a double swiftness, a double hastening. Number one, the beginning of the Zman Geula should come right away. Number two, once the Geula comes right away, all of the steps that have to happen during the process of Geula should play out very quickly. Ba'agola refers to the beginning of Yimos HaMashiach. Uvizman koriv means that in a very short span of time, all of the salvation shall come to fruition. Yeah, Mashiach is here. Okay, very good. Just because Mashiach is here, our problems are not solved. Now we first have the tools to deal with the problems, to deal with the issues. So, ba'agola, Mashiach should come ba'agola. Today, Mashiach should come. And then all of the solutions should be bizman koriv. Should be very, very quickly. There should not be any delay. That's why we generally always repeat this thing. That's also what it means. Avinu Malkeinu, hatzmach lanu Yeshua b'koroiv. The hatzmach the Hatzmach is the Zman of Mashiach.
The
starting point, and the Yeshua Bikorov means all of the salvation should happen in a very short period of time. Okay, Male Avinu Malkeinu. The Tzemach David, the Meheras Tzemach. First comes Meheras. First comes the Tzemach David. It has to first come, and then the process has to come very quickly in the rapid succession. Okay, Avid Makenu Mal Yidemi B'Chosecha, and then we say Avid Makenu Mali Asomenu, our storehouse is a sova, satisfaction, because there's a curse in this world. Misha Yeshlo Imone Reitzem Osayim. So when we ask for Brocha Mali Yidemi B'Chosecha, we immediately say the next Avid Makenu that we should be satisfied. The Brocha should not be a source of wanting more. Unfortunately, Mishle Shlomoni, you have to know where to call it quits. Avinu Malkeinu Aseloman Boy Voesh Vamay Malkeinu Shnechulis refers to? Boy Voesh refers to Avraham Avinu, who is of Amayim Yitzchak. When did Yitzchak and will Yitzchak and Avraham go Bamayim? At the Akedah. At the Akedah, when they went to the Akedah, the Satan tried to prevent them by creating a river. And Bohu my love, so when we say Avinu Malkeinu Boi Aseil Leman Boi Voesh V'Mayim Al Kidu Shemecha, who Avraham and Yitzchak, Avram Kivshanu Esh, Avram Yitzchak at the time of the Akedah, there was Mayim. Okay, Avinu Malkeinu. Now this is very interesting. Avinu Malkeinu, Chonenu Vanenu, Chonenu Vanenu. This is the only Avinu Malkeinu that we all in many shuls they sing together. Yeah. Right? You all say Avinu Malkeinu. So guess what it says? And this is shocking. The whole sefer was worth it just for this idea. It says here, Hadorash Af. Rav Meir, you know who this is? Hagoin Rabbi Avraham Aaron Yudelovitz. Zatzal.
Oh, from
Yudelovitz. You know this is
Magadin Yerushalayim.
Kosav b'shem Aviv. Shemaimer zeh. Listen to this. Shocking. What he says. This last Avinu Malkeinu. Shemaimer zeh tzorich le'oymoy belachash. All of the Avinu Malkeinus you're supposed to say loud, but this one you say quietly. The opposite of what the whole world does, and he explains as follows. You go into a store, put on a nice suit, nice tie, $1,000 tie, coming with a cigar. You walk into a big, nice luxury store. Oh, I want to buy this, I want to buy this, I want to buy this. And the balabayas, his eyes are lighting up, the business, this, he's taking all the good merchandise. He brings up a bill of $1 million. And he's running around, this, he's screaming, I'm going to buy this, and now it comes time to check out. And then he whispers, you know, I'm short on cash. Maybe you can give it to me on credit. You're embarrassed, right? When you come to brag what you want, give me this. You're excited. But when it comes, and when you come to, who's going to pay for this? I'm short on cash, give me credit. It's exactly what you do. You go through all the Avinu Malkeinus. Ribbono Nishlam, I want this, and I this, and this, and this, and this. We get down to the very end. Avinu Malkeinu, who's going to pay for this? Chonenu v'anenu. Aseimanu tzedakah v'chesed. Ki ein banu ma'asim.
He has to be a mutzvah.
He was.
We don't have anything. We're short on credit. So he says, Mamish, you're supposed to say this. What?
I read the biography
of him. Yeah, no, he says this.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Right before you said the Anachmali
Meda,
you say, Avinu Malkeinu Chonenu v'anenu.
Yeah.
It's not, don't say it.
They don't say it altogether. Okay, but he says it's an incredible chiddush. It makes a lot of sense what he says. It's the opposite of what the whole world does. Yeah. Okay, the last thing is, I never saw this, so it's not in this other sefer. Avinu Malkeinu, Zachreinu b'zikaroin toiv lefonecha. It seems a very popular meaning. You're supposed to say Avinu Malkeinu, Zachreinu b'zikaroin toiv toiv lefanecha. You're supposed to say it twice. You heard this?
No, that was what he called the.
Who does
the
this?
Say it.
They say it twice. Toiv toiv. What's the pshat? So he wants to say. So they say because you saying
zachrega b'zikorin toiv toiv lefanecha.
B'zikorin toiv toiv. Okay, you have to think about what it means. But there is a minute. B'zikorin toiv toiv lefanecha. But what he explains is that not only should it be good, but the repetition, we should appreciate the goodness. Sometimes things happen in this world and to us it seems bad. So we have to need a moon. The moon is Gam Zulu Toiva. But it's a lot easier if you can see the good. Sweet.
I want to taste it.
Taste it, okay. So this is okay. There are other things we'll leave for another time. Okay, have a wonderful